We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, starting Siman Shin Samechei, Din Mavi Shenifritz Aloch of a Mavi that has a breach. But you can see from this 8 paragraphs, this is on page 454, on Daf Reish Chav Zayin Mabez. Says Mechabes Sefal, Mavi Shenifritz by Pirtz Mitzida. If you have a Mavi that there's a breach from the side, Klapi Reish, towards the front, towards the opening. Im Nisha Emid Bereish, if there remains a closed area by the opening, Pas Rochav Abor Tvachem, a board that's at least a width of 4 Tvachem, then it's mutter, as the Dishra one brings the picture. You see, although there's a breach on the side of the Mavi, but there's at least a 4 Tfachim part that's still there towards the front. But, says the Mechabavush, as long as the breach itself is not more than 10 Amas. If it doesn't remain a board that's 4 Tfachim, also then it's forbidden. Unless the breach was less than 3 Tfachim, then it's not a problem. Says the Mechabavush, cut now. If you have a Mavi that there was a breach, that's closed on three sides, and was fixed with a side post or a crossbeam. And now one of the walls that was on the side of the length, that towards the front, had a breach. Close to where the side post or the crossbeam is. Sivkan Beis, in Nisha, it remains a closed part by the opening. A wall part that's 4 Tfachim, Arba Tfachim, then it's going to be okay. Shadayin Nisha Shir Chashav B'Mavi, because it still remains a significant measurement of the Mavi in the opening, which is a Shir of 4 Tfachim, L'chein Devrali Batla Pesach HaKadol, therefore it does nullify the big opening, and therefore it still remains as a valid enclosure with the Lechei Dekar. Now, I've got to Ba'am, although in general Shir Oich Mavi, the measurement of the length of the Mavi L'Pachs Ma'ar Ba'am is not less than 4 Amas, U'kanalag Yimach B'Simashin Tzamach Kimusav Chavav. So how are we saying over here 4 Tfachim is enough? Hayna, that is Imnasa Mavi B'Tchil, that's when you're initially making a Mavi. Avakan Abhe Shekvar Ha'yim Mavi, there was already a Mavi L'Shinista, just, you know, got some of it broke down. Die Ba'am Tfachim B'Shinish, and it's enough with 4 Tfachim that remains from it. Sivkot and Gimel, Behu B'Chulu, as long as it does, the breach itself is not more than Esther than 10 Amas. Esther Amos, that she is up until this measurement to Bechlap Pesach, then it's still considered as an opening, this breach. But Yasub can more than that, Chashab Pirtz is considered a breach, but so listen, then you would have to close it up, or unless it's for its Pesach, or to make a door for him, B'mokam Hazeh, in this area where the breach is, says the Ritva. Sivkot and Dal, now, if it doesn't remain with a walled-off part of 4 Tvachim in the beginning, then also it's forbidden Elm Ken Bechulu only if the breach was less than 3 Tvachim. The Avgav, the Pach is Mes Amos, because although when it's less than 10 Amos, Mekir Pesach is called an opening, Hach, Chashin, here we're concerned, Timishavki Ben Yehan Mavah Pesach Mavah, maybe the people in the Mavah are going to leave the main entry of the Mavah, the Yechav Pesach Zeh, and they're going to go in this opening of the breach, so Kasa Darkum to make a shortcut. Upatalei Tikkun the Lecha Dekara. Now that nullifies the whole purpose of the remedy of the Lecha Dekara. Shem Tichin Nis BePesach Mavi has to be by the opening of the Mavi. We're in Shem Pesach Mavi Alav. Now the original is not going to call the opening Mavi because everyone's taking a shortcut. Sivkan Hey, unless if the breach was Parches Mishleshet Tvachim, the Chashuk Kesas, and then like with Lavet, it's just considered as if it's sealed. Siv Beis Nifretz Mitzidai. If it breached on the side, Shaloi Kalaperesha, not towards the front, as the Dirshas Hamin brings the picture. It's toward, let's say, towards the back of the Mavi. Shir be'eser, then this measurement is with 10 amas. Afilo in the and the kaisel be'eser klum, even if it doesn't remain from the wall in the foundation anything. But behu delay baki b'ram, as long as the public doesn't walk through it. Says Drama, Abel E baki b'ram, as you continue the first chesman, but if the public walks through it. Afilo le'nifrat rakabar tzvachim, then even if the breach is only but 4 tzvachim, tzvach le'saknishim, then you would have to remedy over there. That's the riff and the rush and the turn. Says Mishbaru Sivkat and Vav. Nifretz mitzidoi. If the breach was from the side, that is delay nifretz samach loyesha. The breach was not towards the opening. El b'fnimim, somewhere deeper within the mavi. From Kenz, that's the case. Kasha, typical. Dinah the sefalf, the same halacha as sefalf. The nishtari pasabat tvachem. Okay, so you're meaning with a closed part of 4 tvachem. Why does the mechaber go and repeat this idea over here? The answer the sif said this paragraph in el prato perusha shel din rishon. It's only the specific and the explanation of the first halacha. The chosh nisha pasabat bereish. As long as you have a remaining with a closed part of the wall of 4 tvachem in the entry, you have a nifret shelikal bereish. So that's a breach not towards the opening. And it's because of the end of the halacha. Vavikilom b'sebeis, as if we're saying in sebeis, the hodam in b'sevav, this is we say in sevav, the imnisha pasabah, that if it remains with a closed wall, a four tvach, muta, des amas, it's permitted up until 10 amas. Hayna fila nisha min akoysel b'yesekum, that's even if it doesn't remain from anything from that wall where it got breached at all. Omi, however, lo yishor, it's not permitted, alehechad lo yibaka b'ram, only when, however, the public's not walking through it. So it's like really explaining. Sifka and Zion. So the breach was Shaloi Klap Birisha, not towards the entryway. But what I'm saying is, Kishnivet Birisha Mamish, if the breach was literally by the opening, Kugun Chamavi Sosim Shaloi Sharuches. For example, if the Mabu was closed on three sides, Uksasim Ruch Revis, and a little bit from the fourth side. But Tigan Mabu Hoya, Idealecha Kare, and the remedy of the Mabu by the entry was through a side post or a crossbeam. Shay Munachim Krim Estima, Adakosha Geneg, that was from where it was sealed off on the fourth side up until the opposite wall. And that's a Pirtsa Bamakam Estima. And the breach happened where it was sealed off. We're sure that's Amos. Okay, then permit up until 10 Amos. As long as the closed area is more than the breached area, which the Sharat Sinai Eskimel says that even literally next to the wall of the Mavai, that even though from the side towards the opening was stringent, the dafka when there remains a pass of about tefachim near the kaisel, here it's more lenient because the people of the Mavai for sure are not going to leave the large opening and go on this, which is right there on the side of the fourth wall. Because there's a presumption the person doesn't leave a large opening and go in the small opening, says the Gemara Dafyud, and because here it's not a shortcut, they're both on the same side, if it's on the fourth side. Now, says Mishbrufa, the Bisham, some say the Hacha over here, Sheish Pirtsa Beruch Rabbi, is where the breach is on the fourth side, but we need Sheyim Munach HaKayr Dafka Kasa Mavai. So the crossbeam has to be specifically on the walls of the Mavai, not on the closed area of the fourth side. We cuts al cuts from one side to the other side. But most later authorities they agree that what's placed on the area of the closed part that remains is as if it's on the wall of the Mavi. That also applies to the Mavi. This is a breach between them. This battle of Oimid is nullified towards the closed area. But then something is that if there's a lechi, it's enough. It's sort of lechi is a machabach labois. You don't have to have a lechi near the house. Sivkat and ches. So the measurement is 10 amas. Fulla in the shar pechulu, even if it doesn't remain from the wall in the foundation anything. It's what it means to say. It's been ikav labaderech eisimakim. Now there's nothing blocking someone wants to walk through the breach. Is a flach even so? Like Israel, we don't make a decree. Mishum dima shavki pesach rabbi. That maybe they can leave the large opening. Al derech esmakim. They're going to go through that place. Ubatul pesach gadol and that it'll nullify the large opening. We don't have that. Now sifkat and tes, but that is the libaki b'dam pidish. As long as the public doesn't walk through there, why wouldn't they? Shayim makim natunif either because it's a filthy place. I'm a kulka potato. It was ruined with mud. V'in derech rabbi lafa ba'es mechitza and there's no path for the public to walk through the wall over there. B'kolch kenol the morsam nishtayir minak kaisel be'isoyt shleisha arba tefachim goyva panikal pirtz. The shore, if let's say there remains from the wall by the foundation three or four tefachim of height along the entire area where it's breached, there's a bevadim akav yilach b'neil. That for sure gets in the way of people walking through there. Sivkat and yud, but the Rama said avi baki b'chulu. But if people are walking through there, then even if the breach is only for Tvachim, you'd have to make a remedy over there. Because the Shuman in Nikar Pesach is not called anymore an opening. Gak, Der Charabim, says Lubosh, but rather it's a public path. Which Sharatin Ayishchah says, and some Achrayim, he says, I saw the reasoning is because then it's included in Mavim of Foolish. And Taisa Shabbos, he says, I saw that when the Rama walk through this path, we're concerned that they're going to make a shortcut. They're not going to go through the Pesach Mavi, where it's just where the Lecha Dekara is. He says, I don't understand. When it remains by the opening of Pastor Abba at Tfachim, we're not concerned with that, as right, Rashi explains Daf Hey. And that's how it's obvious in the Gemara and Daf Yonam Abbas. He says, Tzarchi, and what he means to say with that. So the Mishnah further, he says, Vehine, Besiv Gimel Mavur. And the next paragraph, we'll see. Delein lechatzar regarding a courtyard. Tomet shir pritzas basar. The measurement of the breach is always up until 10 amas. I feel a bucket, but even if the public walks through it, mustap become magid ram. The ram is not sure. The fima the vav mesimish shin samach gimel sevcha vav ba'gal. According to what the Rama said in shin samach gimel, the mavoy shalom ar mavoy is din chatzay yeshlam has alocha lechatzar. If it's possible, the gamal inzem maybe even regarding this too, din chatzay yeshlam has alocha as a chatzar, which has a leniency, as we're going to see in the next sif. Or then something is Be'erama Keves Chayma, with a walled city. V'nifetz b'chemas appears about Tvachim, and there's a breach in the wall, a breach of four Tvachim, a book of Rabbah, people walking through it. And Gamal Inzev, if regarding this, also Yishlo Din Chatzah has Allah like a Chatzah. But see, he concludes Yishlo Achma wants to be stringent. V'aymasiv Beis Meir, Sheherch Bezeh, he's lengthy regarding this, but see, and he concludes, the Medina, according to Allah, Noikal Eil Adina B'mevoy Shalanu, all these halachas apply by our mevoys. The Dirshu 10 explains what we're talking about is in Shin Sam Legimah Sidcha Vav, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that a Mav is not permitted with Lech Vekara only if it opens in the top side of it, two chatzers and two homes in every single chatzer. And that's what you need to have, that the length of the Mav is more than the width. But a Mav that does not have these conditions has Lech like a chatzer. So the Mav Gimam is not sure if also regarding the Lech of breaches, it's considered only a Mav only with these conditions. He concludes that you have to be stringent regarding this. However, the opinion of this mayor over here is that only regarding permitting the mavur lecha kaira, and that you don't need to have a board on four tvachim or two pasim, that you need to have homes and courts open inside of it. For the reason that the Mishnah brings over there in Sipkan Kopes, that since you have in the mavur many dwellers, so then they don't utilize so much in these, you know, discrete utilities, and if it's enough, we're taking the lecha kaira. Therefore, if you don't have homes and courts opening inside of it, so it's not permitted lecha. But regarding the halacha breaches, so you don't need to have homes and courtyards that open inside of it. However, the additional condition that the length should be more than the width, then you need to have also the halacha of pirtzes, because since this condition is like a halacha of Moshe Mesinai, and we don't know the reasoning, and therefore our mavo is that the length is more than the width, it has halacha like a mavo like regarding breaches. Regarding the stringency. Now, the Pinchas Nish, that also regarding breaches, is not considered as a mavi, only when the homes and courtyards open inside of it. And if they don't, then hazaka like a chatzah. And the reason for that, he writes, is that the gedder of chatzah that Chacham gave to us, and if we're going to say that the mavi is without batim chatzah, it comes out that it has a lacha like a chatzah. And elsewhere, regarding considering them our mavois like chatzah, he writes that it can't be stringent regarding this. However, Hamach Mativ al-Bracha says if you're stringent, then the blessing come on it. And Pinchas Nish regarding chatzah in our times, discussed in Shin Samach Gimel Sivkatan Kuf Yud Aleph. Sivkatan Yud Aleph. So Rama said, okay, then even if there's a breach of only four tefachim, if there's a bekiyas of a rabbin, then tzach l'sak nesham, you have to make a remedy. But the hand there, she met enemy, abba tefachim, that either minimize it less than four tefachim, or she has to sham tzuris pesach, or you have to make over there a door frame. Which the Shartzin, Ayus Tess says, that's how the base mayorates, and he says, look at the halacha, and the mesh l'tzarech, which the Bi'alacha, the Masl Tzach L'Sak Nisham, says, look at Prima Gaddon that he's inclined, that even if it opens up to a Carmelis, you could say that it nullifies the Pesach and you have to do a Tikkun over there. And it would seem that by a Tikkun Lechei Akira, it would be enough. That's his words. And Shulchan Aruch Rav, he writes that the Halacha is like a Mavim Foolish, where you need to have a Tzurus HaPesach on one side, and a Lechei Akira from the other side. This is known that Tzurus HaPesach on one side, and the other side, the Lechei Akira by Mavim Foolish, is even when it's Mefoolish to a Bikkah. Now, according to his words, if you make the side that the Pesach Amavi is there, a Tzurus HaPesach, it's enough in place of the breach, a Lechei Akira. He says, that's how I saw by many Achrein that are inclined like that. The opinion that Ebenezer is that since that you have on the side of the Pesach Amavi, Tzurus HaPesach, then you don't need to have within the area of the breach even a Lechei Akira. However, in Beis Meir, according to what he quotes in the Nimi Ritva, it sounds like that you always need to have in the place of the breach, a Tzurus HaPesach, specifically a Tzurus HaPesach, and it says, Turchi in Lamaisa. Which the Dirshu 12 brings, that the reasoning of the Ebenezer is that since the breach is permitted through the Oymid, the closed area that's on the side that's more than the breach, so the klal is that any area that Alech is effective, is it possible to permit it through Oymid Meruba, as brought in the Gemara Ibn of Hena Beis, that the Heta of Oymid Meruba by Mavi is learned from Kabbalah from Lechi. And the reason based Meir is based on the words written for Ibn Avav, that it writes, Alechi and the Oymid, Lech with Oymid Meruba, are effective only to remedy the Pesach, but a breach is not permitted only through Tzurus HaPesach. And this breach that's on the side of Mavi has a name of a Pirtz on it, and not a Pesach. And even though in the Torah, Oymid Meruba is effective on all sides, however, when they're not Mabaykim in the Pirtzah, so Midrabana has bottled the Oymid Meruba, and you have to do over there some Tikkun, and it's not possible to Misakin, only through Tzurus HaPesach. But Allah remains with Tzurchi and Lamaisim, if that's the case, you have to be Makbid, that it shouldn't be any Pirtz of Dal Tfachim on the sides of Mavi where the Hilach of the Rabbim is. And rather than Pinchas Nish, that if you make for the Pesach and Mavi Tzurus HaPesach, this breach from the side, then you could permit this pirtza through a meruba or with a pass of dal tefachim, but a lechi is not going to be effective. And he explains that the lechi is effective by a mavi where the length is more than the width, only on the side of the width of the mavi, which has a lach like a mavi, and not on the side of the length has a lach like a chatzim. And he disagrees with this on the people going to Shulchan Aruch Rav and Ebn Oizid that the Bi'a Lacha brings that they write that it's possible to make a lechi. Now, if you don't make a tzurus haPesach in the opening and the Rabbim are going through that breach. So he writes, it's not possible to permit it to Oymid Meruba or to pass of Da'at Tfachim, because since the halacha of this Mavi is like a Mavi Mefoolish, so you have to make on the one side of Tzurus HaPesach, as brought in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Da'at Tzavach. And if the Mavi is breached on the two sides, and the Pirtzes of Mefoolish is one opposite the other, and he writes over there, that if the Pirtzes are with a four Tfachim, it's possible that even if the Rabbim not Baikim over there, it's forbidden, and even if there is over there Gedudim. However, elsewhere he writes, that if there are Gedudim, so it's not forbidden by Pirtza of Da'at Tfachim. So he said a mavoi that has a pirtza on the side, which is to Karmelos or to Shus Ram, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav the Beis Meir, and the Ramaschal in Nishar. So he said that, so if it's towards the opening, if it remains oymid by the Rosha, past the Racha, it's going to be permitted. He says, look at Magen Ram that he writes, that if it doesn't remain oymid of a four tvachim, and you want to position it, it doesn't help a pasuk bar tefachim, because that's like making initially a mavi, and you need to have dafka pasuk dalad amas. Now, it says something like the pinyan of the Tosfos, not like Rashi, because that's how it seems the wording of the Rambam and the Torah that they write im nishtayer, if it remains. And this is the other rabbi said, it sounds like also from Rabbi Yehudson, he says that doesn't seem to be correct. To the contrary, the fact that it quotes the words of Rashi, it sounds like it quotes like Rashi. However, it's not so clear so much, because the Ezra and also the Rashi and Rabbi Yehudson, they quote Ladin explicitly like Rashi. And forwarding the Rambam Torah that they write Lashon Nishtayer, there's no raya that they mean Dafka like that. And he says, you should know, the B'Yisrael, it quotes the words of Rashi, and Shulchan Aruch, he writes just Im Nishtayer. So that doesn't necessarily mean not like Rashi. The if it doesn't remain a closed area for Tvachim, then it's going to be forbidden. So look at Mishabur said, cut and tal, and what's the reason for this? And you should know that it's obvious from the Sugi, the Gemara, and Peskim that it's forbidden regarding this, even if it remains some gidude that stop people from walking through. However, we're concerned for this because it minimizes how much you have to go through this opening. And Divrei Maskil Aser, it's forbidden only if, etc., that the period says less than three Tvachim. So it says, and look in the Mishnah Berura. And he says, you see in the Chiddush Rashi in the Ritva that in the area of the breach, it doesn't help a tikkun of Alecha Yokaira, which was that, because that tikkun was not made for a piritza, only for a Pesach. Now, if a Tzuris Pesach is effective, it would seem that depends according to the years in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Samar Gimel Sev Lamadal of the N, that according to what we wrote over there, named the Tiferes Shmuel, that Rabbo Gar Sinan, it's not effective that you make a Tzuris HaPesach in the area of a Piritza, because maybe they're going to leave it, etc. And this is, you see in the Chiddush Rashi and Ritva, that a Tzuris HaPesach is affected by a Nifritz Bereisha. Maybe there it's different because it's not Shaykh, but they're Dimel Shavke that they're going to leave as it's brought in the Gemara. Now it's possible that since when you make a Tzuris HaPesach, it's considered like it's closed, so it's as if there was a Pasar Ba Bereisha. And regarding if it's effective when you make a Tzuris HaPesach by the Pesach of the Mavid, that depends on the Machlokes. According to the Gears over there, Rabbah, it is effective. But according to what the Beis Main proves from the Ritva, that not like the Eben Oizer, rather the teaching of Rav Amir Rasi that say it's forbidden when it's never in the Mitzvah, then it doesn't remain the Pasach about Tvachim. It's told when, even when the Pesach of the Mavid was made with a Tzuris HaPesach. But that's the case, it's obvious that he holds. And in all cases, it can be forbidden. If that's the case, if it depends on Machlokes Yerushalayim, and then they're Tzorchein Lamaisa, says the Be'er Halacha. The Maschel de Leboki Ba Rabbin, that it's only effective if the Rabban doesn't walk through it. It says, look, Mishmur Sev Katan Tas, which is from Pirush Rashi. Look, Prim Gum, that he wants to say that according to the Levush, even if there's no mud and filth, as long as the Derech Rabban is not to walk through there, that's called Loi Boki Be Rabban. And he says, he says I found in Rabbi Yerucham that he quotes this teaching, and he writes that Rabban Nechnas by Tadir. It sounds like that, as long as it wasn't like that, it's not called Boki Be Rabban. He says, maybe also that's Shittas Rashi, but Rashi includes regarding this even when the breach is opposite the area where the Rabban go over there, but currently there's some type of obstacle because of the filth and the mud. So afterwards, he said, I found the Pesach Chuvah, named the Shalom Esha, that writes also like the way we were inclined. Dershon number 11, what the Be'er Halacha just wrote, that it's just like an obstacle now because it's muddy and etc., says, and the place where it's filthy because of mud and all these things, if that's considered Loi Boki Be Rabban, even when the Rabban does go through there, or maybe that even the Rabban is not going through there, it's not considered Loi Boki Be Rabban until it's so filthy that they literally can't go through over there. Chuvas Marsham brings the words of the Shayel that's not sure regarding this. In Chuvas Marsham, you see that he holds the Chumrah, that even when the Rabban does not go through over there, you have to have a real obstacle of a mud and stuff like that, so that it's not considered Boki Be Rabban. In the words of B'Allah, it sounds like that he disagrees on the Tutsdadim that he permits when there's no Bekis Rabban, even if there is no mud. On the other hand, from this that he writes, that currently there's an obstacle because the Refesh Fatid sounds like that it doesn't permit through mud just like that when the Rabban is going through there. However, when there are Gedudim, like some like part of the walls that are three or four Tvachim, and the Rabban is going through there, that's better than Refesh Fatid, as you see in the Gemara Ibn Afhay, that even according to Abunda, that's forbidden whether Boki Rabban or whether they're not Boki Be Rabban. However, when there are Gedudim in the area of the breach, they share the period so to make it forbidden is 10 Amis, so that would seem to be more effective. Dish number two, some of the deer shoes that we had said that. So, l'chein l'bot l'pesach agadol. Even if homes and courtyards don't open to this area, but rather from within it, Chaznish writes that the Pesach Gadol is not butl, and Pemna were lech v'kar. Yosef writes that even if the breach is in the continuation of the Mavi, that there is a oimer of da'at vachem to the opening of the Pesach of the Mavi, if most of the people's coming and going is through the Derech HaPirtza, the Pirtza becomes the primary opening entryway of the Mavi, which that now establishes the tzur of the Mavi. If that's the case, it comes out that this Mavi, the width is more than the length, and has a lech like a chatzar, as Shulchan Aruch says, and something like Chavav. And if it's not effective for at all lech, he rather needs a pasrach of da'at vachem, or two pasim with a width of a mashu like the lech like a chatzar. Dish number three, we said, more than this is considered as a pirtza. Now, if the oim is not merubel apar, it's the mavi is forbidden, even if the reich of the pirtza is not 10 amas, because that's a claw that we have. Any pirtza that you need the oim that's near it to be more than it to permit it, as a Burton Rashi, Ibn Daft Tezvam Abbez, that he writes that the pirtza is like around 10 amas. It's permitted because it's like an entryway, because you have the oim that's more than it, the closed area. In our case, that we're discussing, that the pirtza of mavi is the fourth side that's fixed through a lech yukaria. If you don't have the oim merubel on the pirtza on the side of the mavi, it comes out that the mavi does not have three mechitzes, that the oim is merubel on the parts, and they're not contained at all, as Rosh Hashanah, as we saw on Shin Zamak Beis, they've cut them hate. Dishon before, Mishmur said that it doesn't have a shame Pesach Mavi enough. Now, even if you still have most utility of the Mavi is through the entryway, Chaznish writes that still, since you're utilizing also the Pesach on the side, that diminishes from the power of the Pesach Gadol, and it's not permitted with Lechi Yokar. Dish number six, the Be'alach had said Tzarchi and Lamaisa and the Remaskal Aser, Pinchas Nish, that if you have by the entry of the Mavi through the Pesach, the Pirtza on the side does not make it forbidden, even when it's within Tal Tvach on the Pesach Mavi, and also if the opening of the Mavi, the Oymed is Murbal parts. It also writes that the beginning of the building of the Mavi, that you need to have the length of at least a minimum of 4 Amas, as Mishbrus and Zivkar and Bezin, Be'alach the Maskal Im, you have to be careful that along the entire length of Dal and Amas, that near the opening of Pesach, you don't have any breach. That's a width of 3 Tvachim, even if only one place, the height of the Mechitza is just a little bit less than 10 Tvachim, along the length of 3 Tvachim, it's making it forbidden, as Be'alach the Maskal Im says. That also when there's gedutit forbidden, he adds on that that's dafka when you fix the entryway of the mavi by lech v'kar. But if let's say you fix it through a tzurza pesach, then you don't have to be careful regarding this. And according to the pin of be'alach, you have to be careful regarding this, even if you fix it through a tzurza pesach, as we mentioned. And this is all by a pirtza that the rabbi is not holchem. If they do, then we explain Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis. Dirshu number 8 has the picture of when you have the kaira on the by the where the opening is. Dirshu number 9. He says, that's for sure, Mishabur said, Ma'akiv Hilich B'nei Adam. Now, if it remains by the Pirtza Gedudim, which part of the wall, 3 or 4 Tvachim high, and Rab Mabikim on it to the Mavi, Pinya the Bach is that the Gedudim, they're not effective to permit a Mavi, and you have to make up with their Tursa Pesach. Prima Gadim writes that according to the Magen Avraham, the Gedudim permit even if the Rab Mabikim up there. Like a Pinya the Magen Avraham, it's something in Eben Eizer that he writes, the Bekis Rab makes a forbidden the Chatzah like a Mavi, and he explains the words of the Bryson Eben Afchabez that the Chatzah the Rab go into and go out is. That it's permitted based on what Rashi writes over there. That's talking about where they were gedudim, and they see the gedudim are permitted even when the Rama Baikim over there. And that's the sound of the Chubis Marsham also the Chaznish that he writes that the Pritz of Dal Tzvach, my other side, make it forbidden when the Rama Baikim, but there's no gedudim. Now, if the area is filthy with mud and all the different things, so that we discuss in Be'alacha de Maschel Loi Baki.